All right. Good morning, folks. How's everybody doing today?
Great. Fantastic.
Good
morning, Rick.
Yeah, so we can, here you go. I know. And you'll hear, Gino, we have more people come on. Okay, so welcome. What is today, the 29th? Is today actually the 29th?
It is,
or is
indeed.
It the 28th? It's the 29th of June. So look at this. We're about 6 months through the year. Hold on one second here. Okay, I just muted everybody, Gina, so you have to hit *6 on your phone so we can hear you and let me know when you've done that. Then I'll do my little intro here.
Can you hear me?
Ah, perfect. Here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are very lucky today to have from the lovely Indian Wells office, brand new office, I may say. Okay, Gina Teglin. Gina, welcome.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for accepting my invitation to do this morning. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for asking.
So just so everybody knows you, because remember, we're talking to all three markets now. I know you're in California. Yes, we consider California two markets, too, the desert and then Orange County. And then we also have Arizona and Nevada. Yeah. The desert is less crazy than Orange County, right? Orange County is a little nuts compared to, as far as, I mean, some of the stuff that's going on there is ridiculous, but you guys have a very healthy, great market. So tell everybody a little about yourself, how long you've been doing this, and all that good stuff, please.
Okay. Well, I've been in real estate for 16 years. Before real estate, I worked in a law firm. Actually started in high school as a receptionist and then worked my way through the legal secretary, paralegal, office manager, did that for about 20 years, also ran another business that I had. But as far as real estate, I really thought about what I wanted to do so that nobody was putting a cap on my paycheck. And I love the fact that real estate, people always needed a roof over their head, no matter what's going on in the economy. So, and I had a small daughter at the time, and so I chose it. I learned everything I could possibly learn, went to every training, everything, and then implemented what I learned. And it was a lot of fun. Loved the sales part of it. But when an opportunity came up to become a manager, I loved that part of it too because of my prior business and managing in the law firm scenario, et cetera. So it was a natural fit for me, and I've been doing it for the last, like I said, 16 years now, and absolutely adore what I do.
Awesome. Yeah, it's very obvious. You're a great leader there, and you can just tell by when I show up and your relationship with your agents, the way they treat you, the way they talk about you,
phenomenal
your recruiting.
Team.
Yeah. Yeah, and let's face it. I mean, you've been with us a little over a year now, and you've been – you know, you're one of the ones, I would say you had a, I wouldn't say an easy transition, but I think you jumped in and joined into the new culture right away, and it was kind of exciting for you, I could tell.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love the company. Mark Stark is just an amazing leader. You know, Gordon Miles and Debbie, they're just, and you having, you know, you at our disposal, it's just, it's a privilege. I feel it is a privilege, and we have great leadership, and the management team in all three markets have just been phenomenal. So, yeah, jumped right in, excited about it. And like I said, my office opened in September, the Indian Wells office. And so we've grown. I think when we opened, I had 54 agents with me, and I'm sitting at about 103 now. So we're really growing.
Yeah. No, it's great. That's great. And you went from your old location to this brand new office, and you know, it's been really awesome to see everything flourish and so forth. And now it seems like you guys are really in good gear, too, as far as your office goes, aren't you guys?
Yeah, we're not doing too bad. June, I'm really glad, you know, coming off of these last few months has been a little crazy. But looking at our numbers, actually June is probably going to be the best month in my office for the year. Even beating January, which was a pretty good month. So, you know, we dipped a little with COVID, as did everybody, but we still have agents out there that were not at the high risk, so they were able to stay out and stay working and help the buyers and sellers who needed to buy and sell. So It's coming back in full strength, and so we're hopping right now. It's pretty busy.
Yeah, it's very busy. I can see that. Yeah, and I appreciate all the nice things you said about Mark and Gordon and myself. And you know, we obviously, to me, last year when we did that, you know, with your company and so forth, and I think that was an incredible good merger there. And I think that all the agents involved, you know, I can't think of us losing even a few of them. And we've gained a lot because of it, because I think that the you know, the branding is incredibly good. And like you said, Mark Stark as an owner is awesome. And then, you know, we've always got the Uncle Warren thing going on. I've never met the man, but I call him Uncle Warren Buffett. And, right, it's a pretty good. And now we've added in, which I'm amazed about, and this week I'm finally going to be able to get caught up more on it, is the VAC 2.0. It looks pretty exciting for our agents.
Oh, my gosh, it's incredible. I mean, it's truly incredible. I think there's a lot of agents that are going to save a ton of money from systems that they were currently spending money on. They don't need to with our system.
Yeah.
It does everything. It's pretty exciting. I mean, even from my manager's seat, I'm looking at it thinking, wow, what an opportunity we have for our agents. And, you know, when I'm out making phone calls, I'm speaking from my heart. We truly are the best brand out there. There's no question.
I love it. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, and I know top agents that have had top producer for years that are their assistants and are telling them, download everything into this. This is better. And I'm like, yeah, because it's customized. This thing has been customized for the company. And anything that new that comes along, they can just add to this. So it's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I think the agents, you know, like when I started with the company 6 years ago, and I tell Mark and Gordon this too, when I started the company, you know, 6 years ago, and an agent would say to me, you keep saying VAC. What does that mean? I'm like, you don't know what the VAC is? Virtual
oh,
Agent
no.
Center? Now, I understood that 6 years ago, but today, if they're not using the VAC, it's, you know, it makes no sense whatsoever. It's incredible. If you're building a business and you want repeat and referral business and you want to stay in tune, look organized, be organized, take care of your clients and customers, it would be tough. Okay, not to see the value in it.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes technology can be overwhelming. And I know there's agents out there when they see new technology, some of them let the walls go up a little bit because it's intimidating. What I love about VAC 2.0, it's so user-friendly. It's very intuitive.
Yeah.
You don't have to guess where everything is. Some systems are challenging, there's no question, but you go into the VAC and everything is right in front of you. You want to do marketing, click on the marketing button. It even goes directly to zip forms, to our contracts, you know, you just click on it, you go right there. But I think what I want agents to understand is that it, because it's so easy, I literally have generated a gorgeous flyer within 15 seconds. That's how easy it is. You can post to social media immediately with one click of a button. And it's just amazing. It's when I compare it to what I had as an agent, you know, I had an Excel spreadsheet.
The newsletters in bulk and then put them in my company letterhead envelopes and mail them out. And
I did this too.
You can track open rate. I mean, it's incredible.
I think it's definitely a game changer. It's definitely going to help agents who actually use it. It will help double, triple their income without question.
Awesome. Love it. Cool. And I appreciate you showing you had some people on in Success Series last week too. So that was good. I'm going to be doing it in a couple of weeks again. Yeah, I think we got all the nuts and bolts in there. So as a manager and as an agent, and you've been doing this for a while now, give us you have a lot of successful agents in your office. Give us some consistency of an agent that is all about it and closing deals. What do you see in them?
I see commitment. I see
somebody
that actually treats it like a business. These are people who are waking up in the morning and sticking to a routine. people who get up, they do their fitness in the morning, they jump right into their pipeline and start prospecting. And when I say prospecting, I mean making physical phone calls, making contacts, following up, actually talking to people 3 to 5 hours a day, 3 to 5 hours a day. And that's how they're getting their business, and they're farming, and they're geographically farming. They're becoming the go-to person. And, oh, my goodness, our market reports that we have now in BAC 2.0, those are only going to help. Those are only going to help. So, you know, they're getting up, they're prospecting, they're going after the absentee owner market in our area is absolutely huge, especially, you know, coming off of the COVID, they're tired of having a second home. They're tired of having to deal with it. So that's a big part of our market right now is going after the absentee owners and becoming top of mind. AdWorks, I think AdWorks is a phenomenal tool that we offer as a company as well, because those track people looking for homes in our area. And what better way to brand yourself or brand a property? You know, it's being in front of the people. And I think that's the key, is consistently being in front of the people and letting them know you're in business and you're working.
Yeah. Yeah, and everything you do, like doing absentee owners, I mean, you can do all of that by the phone, by emailing, and so forth. There are companies that will offer you those. You can check them out, and you have everybody has record access to the tax records and tax cards for the mm-hmm. towns and so forth. There's so many things. That's just one niche, and I love it because I coached a guy when I was at McCurry in Florida, made a living on that. You know, just very similar to your market, except people went there for the beach and people go there, you know, for the desert and, you know, playing golf and so forth. And, you know, but it's a high concentration of second homes there. And absentee owners is a tremendous way, especially like you just said, because of the inconvenience of what's going on, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And some are afraid, you know, some just don't want people going into their homes, and so they're not using them as rentals like they did. Of course, the rental market has changed a little bit. And so, you know, there's lots of things that are coming into play right now that are creating a small paradigm shift in that market. But what we are seeing is a lot of people from the Orange County and Los Angeles areas coming here in droves because they're getting out of the big congestion. They want to move where they can stretch their arms a little bit, and they're still an hour away from the big cities. So, you know, that's a good market we're capturing right now.
Yeah, I think I don't want to be political, but this is just the black and white thing. I think that exodus from L.A., Orange County, especially L.A. County, into the desert or Arizona or Nevada, if I'm living in a city where the mayor's talking about defunding my police department, I probably would want to move too.
Yeah, and so just the sheer number of people. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you can move from L.A. County into the desert of California or Arizona or Nevada. You know, you won't. Think about the baby boomers that are in that area that paid $20,000, $30,000 for their homes that are worth $750,000 to $1.5 million. You know what I mean? And it makes a lot of sense to consider it to moving to one of those three markets I just mentioned from that county.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now people are working from their home. So
yes.
You know, why not work from a home that overlooks a beautiful golf course than, you know, that overlooks a major freeway? So, you know, some differences.
Yeah, even the stock market this morning is up, I think, 300-400 points, and they're talking about the reason that's happening is because of housing numbers. I think a lot of people thought the housing market was going to be more affected than it is, and actually, not only, and I tell agents this all the time, not only was it affected? Yes, but what you just said is very accurate, Gina, is that not only are we back to the pace of, all four markets are at or exceeding the pace we were at a couple weeks before COVID was even in the picture because of everything you just said. I mean, the market is still healthy. It's still vibrant. And there's a lot of activity going on. Of course, you got to be safe. Of course, you got to wear your mask, follow the rules, no doubt. But it doesn't mean you can't do your business safely and profitably right now as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Inventory is so low here right now. I mean, it really is. So we're yeah. looking for listings. So I'm helping my agents actually farm for listings. We have buyers that are ready to move forward, but our inventory is down to about 2,200, just over 2,200 homes out here in the desert. So that's pretty low. And so, you know, I think if we can just stay focused and go after the homeowners in those areas where our buyers are looking and get those listings and make things happen. I'm all about making things happen, not waiting for things to happen, because it won't. You have to create your market.
Right. You do have to create your own market, and that is by creating momentum. You can pick, you know, absentee owners, expireds, for sale by owners. You could do it around your farm. How about the neighborhood reports? Is that crazy or what, for your farm? That'd be awesome. I would probably Market Watch was something that I would have used as I was an agent, but I would probably use this instead. It's as good or better, and then it has all the marketing pieces that go with it. So think about that. You're prospecting an
Absolutely.
Area. You're sending them a market report. Not only do you have a market report sent to them, but the ones that open it, actually it notifies you that they've opened it. And then you can call them and say, hey, right? It's such a – I call it a net. It's like you throw a net over a neighborhood and you're watching it in a semi-stalker way, which is good, right? Because people make fun of me when I do success series, and I tell them, if they open my email and you're in my farm or in my sphere, I would call you the same day. Well, that's creepy. I go, no, it's not creepy. It says I'm paying attention. Now, when people are moving, they have a whole different opinion than when they're not moving. So they love when you're proactive when they're moving.
Oh, my gosh,
right?
Absolutely.
Would you agree?
In fact, if they're moving and they've opened an email, in the
right.
back of their minds, they're thinking, I've got to call that agent. I've got to call that agent. You pick up the phone. You've called them. It says, I work with systems in place that help me
yeah.
do business. That's what that tells them. You call them, and they're going to think, oh, my gosh, thank you for calling me. I had it on my list to call you today, and you just saved them from having to do that. So
yeah.
I think it's a good thing to be proactive and get on top of it.
I can't tell you how many times as an agent where you just said, and then they would say to me, this must be a sign. I go, it is a sign. You're going to use me. That's the sign, of course. You know,
it is. Here
it
I
is
am.
A sign.
How can I help?
Exactly.
That's right.
When I was prospecting and I used to do a lot of just sold calls, you know, hi, this is Rick Burks Hathaway. We just sold a home in your neighborhood. They'd say to me, like, I've never got a call like this. How did you know? Did one of my neighbors tell you? I go, nope. And then I would just explain the script. Statistically, when a home goes under contract, it always, you know, brings the other few people out of the woodwork. And now we know it's you. So, uh-huh. you know, and when they're moving, they love when you're – look. I used to run the Mike Ferry Prospecting School, okay? And people would always go, well, people are going to be mean today. I go, look, all right. I'd raise my own hand and I'd go, all right, who's looking for people who aren't moving? And everybody would laugh and I'd go, exactly. So why do you ever worry about what they're going to – I mean, never be rude, always be professional, but you're going to come across people who aren't moving, of course, but you're not looking for them. You're looking for the ones who are moving, so you got to keep your – you know, Winston Churchill has the best line for prospecting. It's going from one failure to another without losing your enthusiasm. That's prospecting.
Love it.
Love it. Okay, so now anything else you want to add? You mentioned the absentee owners, which I think is great. Any other niches? You don't have to give us names of agents, but any other niches in your office that you see agents doing very well with?
Virtual open houses and appointment-only open houses. You know, of course, we all know open houses is a fantastic lead generator. But right now we can't do the traditional open houses, so we're tweaking.
Right.
And we're doing what we need to do to still get in front of the people. Again, making our market happen. So virtual open houses, appointment-only open houses, sphere of influence, of course, is still number one. And this has been a phenomenal time to reach out and call everyone in your sphere. What a great opportunity to just check in and say, hey, I'm thinking of you. How are you? So reaching out, referrals, past clients, you know, talking to the people, FSBOs and expireds, not as much with, well, FSBOs is a great market right now because of all the forms that we have to have filled out with coronavirus, they have no idea what's going on. So it's a great opportunity to really go after the FSBO market right now, actually.
Yeah, and
so
especially with all the tools we just mentioned.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we have absolutely everything an agent needs. So if they're not sure, please see your manager because they're there. They're there, and they're designed to save you time. One of the things I really like about Mark Stark's mindset is he believes in taking care of buyers and sellers because when your buyers and sellers are taken care of, they're going to come to our agents. If we have what they need, they're going to come to us. So
yeah.
I love that philosophy. I just, when that's at the forefront, you know our marketing is going to be at the forefront because it's designed to take care of buyers and sellers.
Yeah, he's very consumer-centric, Mark, and you always hear him use those words, and he definitely is. And he thinks like an agent because he was an agent for years first.
Of course.
Okay, so, yeah, he's been doing this 35 years, just like me. We both started in the same exact year. It's amazing, but we did it slightly different. He was more of a door knocker. I was more of a phone guy, and I think that has to do with he did it here in Las Vegas, and I was in the Northeast where door knocking at that time wasn't really looked upon highly, I would say. But today it's probably more so because there's more transplants. But all right, so we handled that part. Now, I like to ask this question. I want you to elaborate too. So you're a real estate agent today. Okay, knowing what you know now, doing this as long as you've been doing it, seeing other agents, you are successful yourself as well. Tell them the three most important things that you would focus on to really maximize this thing called real estate.
I would focus, number one is getting in front of people. I would find out every which way I could do that, and I know we're limited right now, so we have to be creative. So my number one way would be marketing and advertising through AdWorks, through the virtual open houses. I would definitely be doing my geographic farming. I would take those market reports, and I would get one in the hands of every homeowner in my farm. And so I think just and being consistent, you can't do it once or twice and then think, well, that didn't work and give up. You know, I was taught a long time ago, it takes 8 times before they'll even remember your name and 12
right.
to 24 times when they, when you're top of mind. So with that said, if you're only sending out a postcard once a month, it could take 2 years before you're top of mind. So what are you going to do to be in front of your audience, in front of that farm, week after week after week? And it may not be you're the best in the business. It may be, you might be starting out or you might be the best in the business. Either way, they're going to perceive you to be a great agent if they're seeing you week after week. And if you don't have listings right now, borrow listings from your office. I mean, we have listings in our offices. All of them should be promoted. All of them should be advertised. So there's definitely ways of making it happen, making it look like you're very busy, very, very experienced, whether you are or you're not. And it's, again, it's all perception. And by simply having the Berkshire brand behind you, that just gives you the upper hand. So I would definitely do that. I would definitely join some, maybe some virtual events that we see all the time, whether it be on Facebook or other, to continue networking, to continue getting your face in front of people, because the more they like you, the more they're going to trust you, and the more they'll be able to refer people to you.
Yeah, and so, I would add the more familiar, like you said. So getting in front of people is your number one, and you gave them incredible amount of examples of how to do that, whether you're an AdWorks type person that wants to use that, which is great, or whether you're a conversation person or even a mail person mailing out, okay? You could do it by email. There's so many ways that you could concentrate on or do activities proactively that cause you to be in front of people. So that was a great, very detailed answer. Awesome. So what would number two be?
Number two would be like – I guess consistency. Be consistent with it. When you're scheduling out your work week, make sure you're putting your marketing and farming as an appointment on your calendar. What are you going to do today? You have to sometimes schedule this stuff in because time gets away. It does get away with you. I know we have some systems where you can actually order postcards in advance. For very busy agents, I highly recommend that because sometimes, you know, agents have 3, 4, 5 in escrow at once, and you're doing some juggling. So it's hard to go out and farm when you're that busy. So plan your farming in advance. Maybe take a Sunday afternoon and say, I'm going to sit down for the next hour and buy out the next 6 months of postcards. And then you're done for 6 months with the postcards. I mean, you're still going to be doing your other CRM and farming, but that's maintaining that consistency that you need in this business. So
yeah.
I guess number two would be maintain your schedule, stick to it, and be consistent with what you're going to do. And
That's what I wrote down with your explanation. I wrote down consistency of schedule, and I would even add in you talked about time blocking there too, which is important.
Yes, time blocking is definitely important. And then, you know, I guess number three is balance. Have some balance because sometimes we get so wrapped up in the, you know, and I love real estate. I just love the business. It's part of who I am. And I have to make an effort sometimes to remember, ooh, you got a personal life too. So make sure your personal life, you know, take care of your family. Make sure you're at home, you know, some time for them. You time block some space out for some family time because I do know that when your personal life is off balance, your business life becomes off balance and vice versa. So,
right.
You know, take care of your health, take care of your, you know, your mind, your mindset, garbage in, garbage out. So turn off the TV and put on some positive. Every day I try to do either 15, 20 minutes of just reading something positive or when I'm in my car, I'm driving and listening to something positive because that's going to help our attitude. If you wake up in the morning and you've got some good stuff going into the brain and you're fired up because you know you're going to get an appointment today, it affects your whole mindset and your whole well-being. So you've got to take care of that mind. And so I think number three is mindset and watch what you're putting into it.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Balance is critically important. It's like I tell people. People actually tell me in real estate, I work 7 days a week. I go, that's the most, you know, terrible thing you can do of yourself. First off, to me, it's a universal message saying, because I don't believe 100% in what I'm doing, I have to overdo it. No, you got to be confident in your schedule and the activities that you're doing because you can't, like, if you want to be healthy, you can't, be at the gym all day. You go for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever. And then you got the rest of the day to do other things and you got to sleep well. You got to eat well. You know, it's a whole balance juggling act. So I really appreciate those. All right. Awesome, Gina.
Thanks.
Well, we're right at exactly 30 minutes. So I just want to say thank you, Mark, myself, Gordon,
my
the whole two group, everybody on here. I really appreciate this. This has been incredibly awesome and it'll be on my podcast, whether you have the iPhone or, if you know, it's on the podcast app or the any Android phone. It's on Podbean and then also on my YouTube channel. So everybody subscribe to my YouTube channel. All my Facebook Lives are on there as well. Gina, thank you very
Wonderful.
Much. You're the best. All right, I'll
thank
talk to you,
you
soon.
Rick.
Thanks,
you are
everybody.
The best. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
My pleasure. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.